Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is the weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and light winds. Highs of 7, lows of 1. Tuesday we can expect light clouds and light winds. Highs of 7, lows of 4. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze. Highs of 9, lows of 7. And I'll update you more next week. Bye!
In Isle of Wight news this week, Isle of Wight residents have been given a big thank you for helping the island rise to close to the top 10% of areas in England for recycling rates. The island is now 36th out of 345 local authority areas, according to figures recently published by the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs for 2018 and 19, rising from 51st the previous year. Councillor Steve Hastings, Cabinet Member for Waste and Recycling Management, said, "This is excellent news and goes to show what a terrific commitment our residents are making to recycling initiatives throughout the island. I'd like to say a big thank you." Stormy weather brought 85 plus miles per hour winds to the Isle of Wight, resulting in a series of power cuts, fallen trees and plenty of lost wheelie bins. In Cowes, a scaffolding structure was brought to the ground around 8 metres away from the building it was supporting at the green off Crossfield Avenue. The strength of the severe gales was enough to dislodge the scaffolding, but thankfully no persons were injured and nearby properties escaped being hit. Meanwhile, Inventor longshoremen were out during the early hours in an attempt to protect their huts on the seafront. Sadly, some damage has occurred. A dangerous driver has just been jailed for 15 months after crashing into parked cars, leaving debris scattered across the road. Jamie Mobley, 39, of no fixed abode, admitted criminal damage, aggravated vehicle taking, dangerous driving and driving without insurance when he appeared at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court in November. He was remanded in custody following the crash shortly before midnight on November 22nd and spent Christmas behind bars. Mobley appeared at the Isle of Wight Crown Court and was sentenced to 15 months in prison. He was also banned from driving for 2 years and ordered to pay a victim surcharge of £149. Meanwhile, inspectors have returned to St Mary's Hospital after its catering department received a shock one-star food hygiene rating. The Food Standards Agency found major improvement was necessary following October's inspection, which found mould growth on the chiller walls and accumulation of dust and grease in the extractor hood, and foods labelled without use-by dates and incorrect allergy information. Now following another inspection last month, the catering department has taken action to improve standards and raised its rating to 4 stars out of 5. Maggie Oldham, Chief Executive at Isle of Wight NHS Trust, said, "I am really proud of how our catering team has pulled together and turned things around on behalf of our patients and our staff and the island community." More than £6,200 has been raised by Isle of Wight cooperative colleagues and customers in 2019 for local causes close to their hearts. In 2019, 6 different causes were chosen, including West Wight Nursery, Alzheimer Cafe, Isle of Wight, the White Brainy Bunch, Friends of Holy Trinity, the Isle of Wight Bus and Coach Museum, and the Wessex Cancer Trust. 6 of the Isle of Wight stores are now in search of their next charity partner. You can visit your local store to request an application form. And finally, can you help the Isle of Wight Food Bank? After a busy Christmas and New Year, it's in desperate need of some essential items. They include Long Life Milk, tinned spaghetti and toothbrushes. In the last financial year, more than 5,000 people were fed and supported by the food bank. Details on how to donate are on the food bank website, ilovewhitefoodbank.org.uk. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycutt, so talk.
Hello, this is James's favourite film, with James from Vectis Radio doing a review for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Everything comes down to it. Finally, the good guys are going to have a final showdown with the bad guys. Get ready for everything you've wanted. Explosions, spaceships, laser blasters, and the best thing about Star Wars, space knights fighting each other with laser swords. Also, you've got some amazing special effects and some great plot twists. This film is great for hardcore Star Wars fans and people that just like science fiction in general. So get ready for a lot of action and adventure in a galaxy far, far away.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Paul Young, who's a singer. Number 2, Calvin Harris, who's a record producer. And finally, number 3, Ricky Wilson, who's a singer. I'll tell you their ages and dates of birth in a bit. See how many you can guess. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Jasper, and this is my obscure word of the week. This week's word is julienne. J-U-L-I-E-N-N-E. If it's in the context of a noun, it means a portion of food cut into short, thin strips. If it's in the context of a verb, however, it means to cut food into short, thin strips. It comes from the early 18th century French word from the names Jules or Julien of obscure development. That's all. Join us next week for another Word of the Week.
Yo guys, I'm here to give you your random facts of the week. First up, we've got on Good Friday in 1930, the BBC announced that there is no news and played piano music instead. Marie Curie is still the only person to win a Nobel Prize in two different sciences. Ha is understood in all languages. When feeding, a hummingbird can lick 10 to 15 times per second. In Queensland, Australia, it is illegal to own a pet rabbit unless you are a magician. The raven that inspired Edgar Allan Poe's book, Grip, was Charles Dickens' beloved pet. Thank you. I've been Dylan. You've been listening. See you later.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. First is Paul Young, who's a singer and was born in 1956 and is age 64 today. Number 2, Calvin Harris, who's a record producer, born in 1984, who is age 36. And finally, Ricky Wilson, who's a singer, age 42, born in 1978. I have more famous birthdays for you next weekend. Bye!
Hello, I am Adam from Vectis Radio, and this is a list of certain events from Monday. The Open Exhibition is occurring at Key Arts in Newport at 10 in the morning. Cow's Men in Sheds is happening at Storeroom 2010 at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Carer's Lounge is occurring at St. Mary's Hospital at, again, 10 in the morning. And the Anxiety Cafe is happening in the Green Room in Ventnor at 10 a.m. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Jasper with the events for Tuesday 21st of January. First is Community Cafe at Braden Methodist Church at 9 a.m. Next is Knitter and Natter Crochet and Chatter Group at Freshwater Library at 10 a.m. Next is Craft with Tracy at Carers Centre at Riverside Centre at 1:30 p.m. And finally, Lego Club at Lord Louis Library at 3:30 p.m. Those were four of your events for Tuesday the 21st.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are the events for Wednesday. First, Breakfast for Parents at Braden Methodist Church at 8:45 a.m.
Also at Braden Methodist Church, at Community Cafe at 9 a.m, the open exhibition at Key Arts in Newport at 10 a.m, the Career Lounge at St Mary's Hospital at 10 a.m, White Seated Exercise at 10:30 a.m, Community Dance IOW at Totland Church Hall at 10:30 a.m, Knit and Natter at the Parkside Pavilion in East Cowes at 10:30 a.m, Tai Chi at Choid, Yarmouth at 11 a.m, White Seated Exercise at Braden Methodist Church at 2 p.m, Age UK Digital Drop-In at Shanklin Library at 2:30 p.m, Creative Writing for Wellbeing at Medina Books in Kells at 4:30 p.m, and Men in Sheds Acoustic at Isabel Centre in Newport. And that's it for the Wednesday's events. Bye for now.
This is Miss O'Dara at Fetus Radio. First one is Kells Lounge at St Mary's Hospital at 10 a.m. today. Second is to Active Lounge Room at the Riverside Centre at 10. Next one we have the Open Day at the Careers at Riverside Centre at 1:30. And the last one is Colouring Group at Lord Lewis Library at 2. And that's it for me from Miss O'Dara at Festus Radio.
Here are the events for Friday, what, where and what time. So, we have the Freshwater Market at Memorial Hall at 8:30 a.m. We have the Family Stay and Play at Ventnor Family Centre at 9:30 a.m. We have the Careers Lounge at St Mary's Hospital at 10 a.m. We have Pitch Up the Pub at the Crown Inn in Shorewell. This is also at 10 a.m. That's it from us at the 4P students. Ta-ta.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.